January is National Mentoring Month, which is a big deal because mentoring is the age-old practice that has been used a ton in business. You'll see mentoring being a lot of young people get experience from their elders when it comes to how to get ahead in a lot of different areas, including engineering and other science and math areas. And that's no exception. Tonight, we're talking with ComEd and HFS Chicago Scholars, which have partnered together to offer a program to students who may not otherwise have an opportunity to access STEM learning environments. So ComEd's working with 50 high-achieving high school students from underrepresented backgrounds to teach electrical engineering concepts and other forms of STEM. And we're happy to have some of those students in studio tonight, as well as the mentor and Melissa Washington, who is with ComEd. Let's get to everybody. I'm going to turn everybody's mics on because we got a full house tonight. In studio, like I said, Melissa Washington and one of the mentors at ComEd, Hector Montes. Hector, thanks for being here. Melissa, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Also here, Melanie Ovalle, who is a student at Regina Dominican High School. Delilah Queen, who's at Latin. Destiny DeGantes at Francis Parker in Chicago, and they are here as well. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you for having us.
All right, well, let me start with you, Melissa. Where does this program come from? Why is mentoring such a big deal for you guys at ComEd?
Mentoring is a very significant part of the programming that we do. One of the things that we have keenly been aware of is the lack of opportunity in exposing students to STEM-related fields. And ComEd highly relies on STEM programs in the sciences to run our business. And when we took a look at the statistics of the number of people that we're bringing into the company, we felt that it was important to really grow that pipeline. And it's important for us that we grow a diverse pipeline for our business. And so we're excited to make sure that we're finding interesting ways to get exposed to young women, especially people of color who traditionally have not been in that business.
And I've had this conversation on this program before that even though STEM has really exploded in the last decade as Chicago Public Schools and others are teaching it, still it has a discrepancy or an issue where more women and women of color aren't entering the field.
Exactly. And I think that's where mentoring comes in, because it's an opportunity for the young students who are extremely talented to come in and get exposed to careers that they may not have considered a track for them. And they're meeting people who, like we have here tonight, Hector, who also probably didn't imagine that that would be his career track. And it really encourages them to kind of take that step. And for us, it's really important to really build that pipeline and the future innovators, because our business is really based upon innovation.
Let me bring Hector in. Hector, you are an engineer at ComEd. What got you involved in wanting to be a mentor?
And wanting to be a mentor, and in particular in this program, the exceptional people that I have met that just have inspired me. And I'm glad to be here, because not just the program itself, but all the events that we have that improve our creativity and improve the impact that we create on Chicago landscape. And this is just a beautiful landscape that we are watching today.
that's true.
And definitely
usually you can see more. It's a lot of fog tonight, but
yes, but it's still cloudy.
So for you to get involved in this, how important, because we just talked about the idea that women of color, they're not usually attracted to the STEM career.
Before.
We're seeing Chicago Public Schools and schools around the country try to take that on when it comes to their curriculum. Do you see it that way as an engineer, as someone who came up and chose this profession?
I have seen a change, and I have seen a change since I joined ComEd. I have seen diversity, I have seen inclusion, and yes, I just I'm thrilled with the inclusive values that ComEd and, of course, with this partnership with HFS have, and how that include all the young people and all the youth in the discussion, because we are having a discussion in terms of how the energy system should be transformed and how that system should be more reliable and how that should be more sustainable.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
For that, we need all the brains that we can have, and here you will find an extraordinary brains.
All right, well, let's talk to some of those extraordinary brains who are in studio. All three of you, when I want to get into why are you attracted to STEM? Let's start here. What is it about the STEM, with science and tech and math? What is it about that area that attracts you?
I just really like solving things. I just find everything interesting. I like to think about things in a different way. I just really like learning about life and things in general and how things work.
Okay. All right, let's go to Melanie. Melanie, same question to you. As you think about getting into this field, what is it about this field that attracts you?
I think the thing that attracts me most about STEM is that now there's more programs, more people encouraging me to take on to the STEM program, that I feel like, why not? Why not just take head on to the challenge?
Okay.
So, let's see. As it was like previously mentioned before, STEM is a mostly male-dominated field, and I believe that if more young girls were exposed to it, mm-hmm. Like maybe a younger age, they would be able to develop a passion for it. So what attracts me about STEM is that I was never really exposed to it until we had this opportunity with HFS and ComEd, their partnership. And, you know, it's just really inspired me and made me realize that maybe that is a career that I could pursue.
I'm going to ask you guys this about your interest in it. At what point did you realize? I have a friend of my family who she's 11 now. And she was like, and she won her science fair. And it was at that point they said, you know what, I think she wants to be an engineer and that kind of thing. So for you, for the three of you, what was the moment that you said, you know what, STEM is for me?
For me, I think it was last year. I came in new into a very different high school, and I had a very different experience in my science class. And so I guess like that experience made me want to learn more about math and science.
Last year?
Yeah.
And this is when
year.
You got to the new high school?
Yeah.
What was it about the science class that was different and new?
It's just, I don't know, before, like, I would learn about things that I wouldn't really be interested in. But, like, now, like, she showed us a lot of different ways to think about things in science, and, like, it really interested me.
Okay. Same question for you.
I think what got me into this was mostly my friends. My freshman year, I didn't really know anybody, but then some juniors and seniors that I became friends with, they kind of introduced to me, since they were interested in STEM themselves. They kind of just roped me in on it, and I'm glad they did.
That's good, though. But that kind of, Hector, when you think about it, that's the idea. I mean, as mentoring goes, is you need someone who's a little bit older to say, this could be a path for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Same question on the end?
I guess that all of the different opportunities that I've been able to experience, I remember when I was like in seventh grade, I had the opportunity to dissect different animals. And that's when I realized that maybe I could like pursue something, a career in STEM. And then just my chemistry class right now, I'm really enjoying it. It's like one of my favorite
Same.
Classes.
Yep.
And also my computer science class, I was able to create like a lot of things with code, and it was just a wonderful experience.
That's Melanie Ovalle, Delilah Queen, and Destiny Degante. They're three of the HFS scholars that we're talking to tonight, who are being mentored by Hector and ComEd when it comes to STEM and STEM education. Melissa Washington is here as well, who's a VP at ComEd. I'm interested in, when you hear these stories, when you hear these young women talking about their high school experiences, is that what the expectation, that they're going to be introduced to STEM at an earlier and earlier age? I mean, does that surprise you that they're interested in this based on the fact that, you know, many, many young women and women of color have different stories in different generations?
So it's a Friday night, you know, it's kind of overcast, so we don't have the clear view, but the bright light of my night was just listening to them talk about the interest, because that's exactly what we desire. We have a suite of programs that we offer students to be able to expose them. So you'll have people at different levels. Sometimes you'll have a student who has no clue what they want to do when they grow up, and they have no exposure to the sciences except the programs that they have to do in school, and the interest is not there. And then we have programs for someone who's already aware and fully focused on what their future is going to be, and they know they want to be that mm-hmm. engineer. So what we try to do is meet them where they're at. And this particular program is one that will be with them for 4 years. You know, all of the students here are in their sophomore year, right now. And so their interest, their desire, what they're going to get exposed to is going to continue to build. And they will be in the same seat that Hector is in at some point, being the future mentor of students who are excited but not quite sure about what they want to do. So this is exactly what we achieve, and this is exactly what we're trying to achieve by getting people exposed to it. So I'm just excited to listen to them talk.
When you talk about this, and you read between the lines, it's also just it's a pipeline for you to be able to get good talent to work in the energy sector in the future, right? So before mentoring programs like this, and obviously the impact that the STEM program is having, where did you find engineers? Where were people coming from before you had access to mentoring programs like this? Was it just college?
Well, yeah, you're going to have your traditional, you know, way in which you would do your recruiting. You're going to have a company like, you know, ComEd, which is a significant employer in the state of Illinois, very stable. We've established a reputation of high performance because our customers expect high performance. And
especially tonight.
Especially on nights like tonight. Shout out to all of our lovely ComEd people that are preparing for storm duty to make sure the lights stay on. So they would come to us. It was a little easier, right? But you're going to get a pool of people who maybe when they were growing up, they may have an uncle, an aunt, or a cousin, parent that was an engineer, and they decided they want to be what their parents are. But the students that we're tapping into now are people that are probably first generation, maybe to college, you know, maybe to engineering or the other sciences. And that is where we're going to get a diverse workforce, which is what we strive to do because of the business impact. Yeah. You know, it's just astronomical, the things that we can see in an innovative space when you have different people, different backgrounds coming together.
Hector, I want to bring you back into this conversation just because as an engineer, when you're mentoring young students who want to get into the field, what are some of the specifics that you work with? I mean, what are some of the things that are part of that mentorship to get these students in?
Well, first, when we think on STEM, and I think I will be back on what Destiny was saying, there is solving problems, and the problems that we solve are the ones that we see in our lives. So when we think on STEM, there is a question that straightforward comes into mind, and how we can address the challenges our society has, and how can be sure that the innovative solutions mm-hmm. driving us to a sustainable future are optimal. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do, and that's how we think when we are doing STEM. So in last year, for example, we were thinking on what are the solutions that we can do through coding, and what are some devices that we can create and some prototypes that we can create that can help not only to have this sustainable future, but also that can help, for example, one of the teams create a device that help people that do not that are not available to see mm-hmm. to have a device that give a sound, for example, when something is when an object is approaching to them.
Oh, okay.
So that's a STEM.
That's
it's
the solving, kind of stuff you're working on,
it's
yeah.
solving problems that we see in society, and how can we improve the way we drive technology.
We're talking about the National Mentoring Month here in Chicago, and we're talking about the program that partner ComEd and the HFS Chicago Scholars to offer students STEM learning environments. I'm interested, I want to give the last word to the students here. Energy is a big area, and there's a lot that's going on with it, especially as we try to grapple with some of the reasons we've seen in the past and the effect that energy consumption and energy production has had on the world that we live. Do you guys think about that? Is that something that you think about, the new ways that you might be able to lend your young brains to the way that we use energy and consume?
Yeah, I think that right now, especially with like climate change and how things are changing, I think that in the future we could work towards making that better for everyone and the environment.
Going along with what Destiny said, I feel that we could find better sources to mm-hmm. supply Chicago and many more cities with energy that they need without damaging their earth.
Is that, and before, Is that daunting? Can you guys think about it?
Like, definitely.
I mean, because right away you're like, yeah, I'm going to find some solutions to save the planet. As a young mind and sophomores in high school, are you scared by that challenge? Are you excited about that challenge? What is it when you think about being tasked, your generation, with fixing a lot of the problems from our generations, that excites you or brings you closer to this field?
I think the thing that excites me the most is just seeing things change and seeing things get better and working with people to find solutions to these problems, because I find that really fun, and just learning more about how to make the world a better place.
Okay. So I'm confident that we will eventually find a solution. Our project from last year had to deal with conserving energy.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much we created sensors that would regulate the Wi-Fi in any school or business setting just to increase productivity. And that was just to conserve a little bit of the energy that the school is using, and or like not even a school, but just any business setting.
I feel like I'm very optimistic of what's going to happen, because you see so many people around in social media, especially posting around, trying to help out, trying to reverse the errors of the past. And, well, we have our whole lives ahead of us to work for the cause, so I feel like that's a new sign of hope.
When you think about mentoring, and you're part of this mentoring project and this program, is it helping you? Do you feel like this is guiding you to the principles that you just talked about, the idea of being the next generation and solving these problems? Is it easier to do the fact that you are able to have access to mentors?
Yeah, for sure. I think Hector was really helpful when it came to that. It was really nice to talk to him about his experience with his career, and to learn more and to apply it to our project.
I feel with the mentor, especially with someone like Hector, it's someone you can have a close bond to, but also have a professional relationship with. You don't have to only know them on the surface of, oh, what have you accomplished so far? You want to know who they actually are as a person, what their work ethic is like, what they like to do in their spare time, how can they relax from a stressful situation, mm-hmm. stuff like that, so you can work together better as a team.
Yeah. I definitely agree. Hector was amazing last year.
Just getting a lot of love here.
And
they don't
just
believe that they dive to learn more.
Yes.
And just the bond that we were able to create, mentors always give you excellent guidance and advice. And just having Hector on our side made us just feel like that we had all of the support that we needed. So
are you guys going to be engineers, or are you going to throw that out and be musicians? What's the is this the step in a career, or is this just another experience in your young lives that you get to balance?
It could be a step. Thanks to the program, I'm thinking about STEM careers. Maybe becoming a doctor would be nice.
Sure. Sam?
I'm not sure what I want to decide yet. There's so many options that I get to choose right now. And I'm just trying to find my way, but with the program, I'm kind of leaning towards it. I've become more interested. I've been fascinated by the subject.
I'm definitely grateful for all of the opportunities that we've been able to experience. I'm not sure what career I want to pursue mm-hmm. just yet, but I do know that there's more of a chance of it being a STEM-related field. So I'm just excited to see.
Well. As you know, in society, when you're a sophomore in high school, it means you have to decide on what you're going to be for the rest of your life. I don't know if anyone's told you that, but that's no. Of course, that's
Justin,
not
we did say it's a 4-year program. We've got two more years to work.
Well, that was my question to you as we wrap up here. Is just where are we when it comes to this program? Is this a test pilot? Is this something that ComEd is going to continue to invest in? Where are we when it comes to the mentoring program that you guys are investing in?
Most of our programs, when we start them, we want to stay with them for some period of time just to be able to understand and evaluate how they work. This one has been a significant success in our opinion and what we've seen so far. And again, it's not just the exposure, but as you heard, Hector has had a significant impact on them. And so it also very much feeds our professionals as well, because you can hear the passion in his voice when mm-hmm. he talked about it. So it's allowing our employees to bring their whole self to the program. So,
and where can we find out more about this program if you're a parent or kids listening to this program?
Well, we typically put all of our programs on the ComEd.com website.
Okay.
So that's one place to find it. And we also have our Powering Lives Network, and you can see some footage, from the last program.
That's Melissa Washington. She's a VP over at ComEd. Also in studio, Hector Montes, who's one of the mentors in this program, and the students Melanie Ovalle, Delilah Queen, and Destiny Degante. Before I let you go, tonight's a big night for ComEd, and I have ComEd in the room. What do you expect tonight? I mean, when storms like this come through, ComEd's always on the hook because power does go out. It's just severe weather. But what do you want to say to the listening audience tonight about your company and what to do if the power does go out?
Well, I want to make sure that everyone knows that we watch the weather forecast very closely. We've staffed up appropriately and have taken the appropriate preparations to make sure we're responding very quickly. If you do have an outage, there's many ways to communicate that. You can go to social media, you can tweet it out, you can do it via Instagram as well as Facebook, but more importantly, you can call ComEd and you can go onto our website if you are out to look at our outage map to see the status.
On big nights like tonight, you guys might be pushed into action.
Well, the most important thing that I would say is that, and Hector talked about it a lot, the resiliency of our grid. We've invested a lot of work into making sure that it was resilient with redundancy. So the outages have not been as severe, and restoration has been pretty rapid when we have had some challenges with the storm.
Well, I want to thank everyone for coming in and talking about mentorship, and also for that message from ComEd about tonight and tonight's storms. I appreciate y'all being here.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much.